Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Hey, good morning. It's 6 o'clock, 30 degrees right now, and Aaron just got to the radio station about 2 minutes ago after driving all over Southeast Michigan looking for Just Crack an Egg. How many stores did you go to yesterday?
I went to 3, and I found them, and then I bought up everyone they had.
Did you really?
It's your fault.
These things, the reason we mention this now is if you're up early in the morning, obviously you are if you're listening, it's a pain in the ass to get breakfast, trying to figure out something that you can actually have healthy. So we found this thing from a writer called Just Crack an Egg. You put an egg in it, and they've got, you got to keep it refrigerated, but it's got, what, cheese and bacon and ham and potatoes?
It's amazing. It's a little cup, and you put the egg in there, and then you mix all the little packets with the egg and stir it up, and you put it in the microwave, and then poof, it's like scrambled eggs with ham and cheese.
It's awesome. So for anyone who's ever, who gets up this early and you want to have a healthy breakfast, I can't recommend it enough. But the fact that Aaron went out and drove around all day, you got it, though. How many did you buy?
I bought, like, I think they had 15 of them. I bought them all.
You seriously did?
Yep. And then when my husband came home yesterday, I was like, you have to see this. So then I went through the whole thing because I was just, I just thought it was amazing because Ryan and I were
inhaling them.
Well, we were in front of the microwave for like 10 minutes yesterday having a whole conversation about it.
The other reason I mention this is that gives you a little insight to what happens to Erin when she goes to a dollar store and why her husband doesn't want her going to dollar stores, right? You see something you like, and all of a sudden, you're the only person I know who can drop 50 at a dollar store. That is awesome.
Business. Visit timeformore.com.
CSX Big Jim's House 610. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Well, 10 losses later, the Detroit Red Wings beat the Flyers in a shootout 5-4. They benched the Flyers benched former Wings goalie Peter Mrazek.
Yeah, he got peppered pretty quick there.
Yeah, 10-game losing streak, by the way, was the longest since 1977. Just a little tidbit of information for you.
The parade starts at 2 today.
Dylan Larkin, one goal shy of a hat trick. Blake Griffin just missed a triple-double, and the Pistons routed the Suns 115-88. Reggie Jackson was back in the Detroit starting lineup after missing 24 games with a severe ankle sprain. He scored 7 points in 3 of 7 shooting in 15 minutes. Maybe he's like the missing piece, and now things are going to go really well.
I hope so. Is it too? I don't even look at the standings recently. I don't know if it's too late or not to try to get that 8 spot and see what happens. But with Reggie back with Blake, it'll be more fun to watch.
I think so.
Yeah.
Spring training, Tigers beat the Yankees 8-3 yesterday. Detroit will take on the Braves today. That's a 6:05 first pitch. And mentioned it earlier, the XFL won't be the only new professional football league set to launch over the next couple of years. The Alliance of American Football was unveiled at a press conference yesterday in New York. The new league will debut in the spring of 2019. They're partnering with CBS for television. Interesting, though. No kickoffs, no onside kicks, and instead of field goals, there'll be 2-point conversions.
Good. They said 60% less commercials, too. And the other thing they're doing is, by the way, the legitimacy behind this is Chris Ebersol. Dick Ebersol, the guy from NBC who did the XFL. Chris is his son, who did the 30 for 30 documentary, who understands the whole inner workings of this. So this isn't some guy just doing this. But what I thought was cool is they're going to announce the 8 teams soon, and they will do regional drafts. So, for example, if a team from Detroit, the 50 players will all be from this area, from Ohio, Michigan, and the surrounding areas.
Well, they're saying it's a feeder league for the NFL because it's in the spring.
So it'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of neat to have guys playing that are maybe, you know, from Michigan State, local players, maybe get you a little more involved. So we'll see what happens with that. We got to get our first break box winner for our ticket winning Wednesday. Alex Schwartz Creek. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
We are great. You know what caller you are?
No, I don't.
You are caller 31. You got yourself a fistful of $2 Sizzlin' Wild Time instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
No, man, you won.
Great, man. Right.
There's a catch, though, Alex.
What?
If you win up to $30,000, you have to share it with us.
How do you spell us?
It starts with an F. Pretty sure. Hey, real quick, did you guys hear the story we're talking about since lottery? The story in Kansas about the $1 million ticket at a gas station? Guy dropped the ticket. The two people working at the gas station, and he left. The two people working at the gas station saw the ticket fall. They looked at the security cameras, found out it was him. It was $1 million ticket. They tracked the guy down and gave him the ticket back. The guy had no idea he dropped it, and there's no way that he knew that was the winning ticket. But they did the right thing.
Those are good humans.
Or dumb. That's $1 million. Yeah, there's no middle ground there, Alex. All right, well, hold on.
Oh, I will. Thanks a lot.
It's Big Jim's House, 617. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Jake, the intern here today as well. And this traffic problem, you were telling me about this, is going on, what, yesterday afternoon is when this started.
Yeah, a truck hit the Warren Avenue Bridge on I-75. So this morning, if you are heading out the door, keep in mind, I-75 South will be closed at the I-94 interchange in Detroit, so they get that Warren Bridge repair. So I-75 north out of Detroit, the left lane will close, and the I-94 ramps to I-75 southbound are also closed. So it's going to be...
It'll be a mess. We have no timetable, right? I mean, they're trying to fix a bridge, so we were only... Do we know how long? Or
nope, they started shutting it down at 5 o'clock, and MDOT says, in quotation marks, the closures will last into the afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yes.
Damn. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
So just be aware.
Or just don't go to work today. Today off. Call in. Bridge is closed. Bridge is out. Coming up next, what would you do Wednesday? This relates to anybody who's ever had a roommate who started dating. We'll talk about it next.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
All right, our studio number, 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. You call or text us. Aaron, go ahead and paint the picture of this roommate situation.
All right. We got an email. This listener moved into his friend's place over a year ago. The lease is in his friend's name. They split the bills in half. But recently, his friend's girlfriend just about moved in. She's been there every night for the past 3 months. She's using the electricity, water, her stuff's everywhere, and she's even eaten some of the food he's bought in the past without permission.
No, that's a no-go.
He wants to know at what point, if any, does he approach his friend and ask for the bills, including rent, to be split three ways, or, you know, is there already at that point?
So what would you do? 248-398-WCSX. Your roommate's girlfriend has just taken over the place. She's not paying a dime. Do you say something? I think the key part of this message we got from him, though, the lease is in his roommate's name. Be prepared, because if you go to him and go like, dude, Debbie, I'm just using a name, she's got to start pitching in. He'd kick you out. Your name's not on the lease, right? I mean, you don't have to be there. You're quiet, Aaron.
I'm thinking about this. I'm giving it some thought because I've been in a similar situation.
You can kick somebody, but I'm just saying that's the part to me. If it was in my name... If the lease was in my name and my roomie's girlfriend was staying there, absolutely, I would be like, instantly tell him, like, give me, you got to split the rent. You got to do this. But because it's in their name, just be prepared because you may get kicked out. See what I'm saying? If you're going to call somebody on something, you better be ready because you're going to get launched.
Yeah, but what if she can't afford to pay half of the rent and then he kicks his friend out and then he's stuck with all the rent?
Well, that's his problem. But you know how roommates, you've had roommates. I had roommates my entire 9 years of being in the military that we fought all the time about stupid crap, constantly. So the idea of girlfriends coming in, that happened, man. That's interesting. Did you ever have more than one roommate at a time?
No.
We did that a couple times. That's really tough. It's really tough. And we were all dating at the time, so you could wind up having six people in an apartment on a Saturday.
Awkward.
Yeah, it didn't work out. All right, so here we go. What would you do Wednesday? Your listener, the listener we got here in his friend's place for over a year, the lease is in his buddy's name, they split the bills in half, dude's girlfriend is everywhere, and she's not pitching in a dime.
And she eats his food, which is a no-no.
See, to you, that's a bigger no-no. You don't care about the rent. You touch Aaron's food?
You die.
God!
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Who's it? CSX 70, just looking at 7594. It's Big Jim's house. 637, 30 degrees. Again, if you're just getting up this morning, you're hopping on the freeway, or your path includes this route, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, it's southbound I-75 is closed at 94 for repair of the Warren Bridge. It was hit by a truck yesterday. And then northbound 75 out of Detroit, the left lane is closed right there at the I-94 ramps. So the 94 ramps to I-75 southbound are also closed.
Good times.
So just don't. No.
And you were saying earlier, this afternoon is what they're hoping to get this thing done. So the entire morning rush hour is just, that's not a good way to go. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Don't you love when people tell you obvious things when it's backed up 3 miles?
Go, hey, I wouldn't go that way if I was you, Bob. I'd stay away from there.
Well, the worst is when you're already sitting in it and you can't get out of it. And you're just like, I hate my life.
We apologize if we're talking to you right now as you're sitting there going, thanks for that, Big Jim and Aaron. Thanks for telling me the obvious as I sit here for 4 hours. What would you do Wednesday? This is an interesting one. It involves a roommate. Just to reset real quick, Aaron.
This guy moved into his friend's place about a year ago. The lease is in his friend's name. They split the bills in half. But recently, his friend's girlfriend just about moved in. She's been there every night for like 3 months. She uses the electricity, water, stuff's everywhere. And she's even eaten this guy's food without permission.
Right.
So he wants to know, at what point does he approach his friend and ask for the bills, including rent, to be split three ways? Or do you think it's already at that point?
248-398-WCSX, our studio number, 248-398-9279. Real quick caveat there, the lease is in the other guy's name, not his. If it was me and the roommate was coming into my apartment with his girlfriend and not paying, and she was doing all this stuff that he's talking about, I'd feel like I'd have more control. But it's not my lease. It's somebody else. It's his lease. See what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you're the guest, if you think about it. You're splitting the rent, but you have no legal control over it because everything's in his name.
See, I think he should have, the roommate, not the listener that sent the email, should have went to him and said, listen, you know, my girlfriend is going to be staying here. He should have came to him before it even happened. You can't just come home one day and be like, poof, oh, look, there's a girlfriend.
Dude, it happened all the time when I was in my 20s. I'm serious. I had a buddy, Brett, that would bring girls home for the weekend.
Yeah, but 2 days is different than like 3 months.
But I'm saying guys don't think that way. I don't know. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call or text. Ronnie, what would you do, man?
Use diplomacy and approach the matter.
Or put a padlock on the fridge.
Yeah, you can't do that unless it's your fridge.
That's true. Get your own fridge.
Well, I could go as far as labeling my food.
Only takes one time for my Doritos to be gone, and then it will go down for real.
It only takes one time for any of my food to go disappear, and it's going down.
That's why Aaron wasn't allowed to rent an apartment in 12 states. CSX, Big Jim's House, 648. Good morning. 30 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Jake the intern here. What would you do Wednesday? Guy's roommate. Girlfriend has been there every night for the past 3 months. She's using everything. She doesn't pay a dime. She's even eating some of his food. What would you do? Do you say something? 248-398-WCSX. A lot of text messages coming in.
Yeah, Don from Adrian says, I'd put a label on my stuff saying, do not touch or you will pay me for it. Somebody else says, tell the roommate split cost three ways or I'll move out and you can split them one way. Dave says, had the same situation. Friend had his girlfriend staying at the house eating our food. My girlfriend threw them both out.
Wow. Okay. All right. 248-398-9279. Now for you, would it be if they touched the food? Could you deal with the rest of it as long as they left your food alone?
No, because I had a situation like that many, many eons ago in Phoenix, and my roommate's girlfriend used my expensive shampoo.
Without asking.
Without asking. Went to wash my hair and there was like none. I was like, seriously?
Can't do that. That's not cool. That's why, you know, like, if I come in and my high karate's gone, somebody's paying for it. I'm getting that 39 cents from someone. Damn it. CSX, Big Jim's House, 732, 30 degrees.
This is a great date night song.
Maybe you're dating your roommate's girlfriend because she won't pay for anything. We're going to get to those text messages next. What Would You Do Wednesday involves, well, either freeloading or free love. We'll explain next. Don't go anywhere.
Free love.
Yeah, it's extra on Wednesdays.
Who's going to West Side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's House.
Box office tickets to see Dark Side of the Mule, Government Mule, the Amen Brothers, and Magpie Salute at Pine Knob. Everybody ready to go?
Yep.
We're good, man. Here we go.
All right, Jake, you're representing the West Side. Jeff, the East Side. Peter, downriver. Jake, if you know the answer, you will yell out West. Jeff, you will yell out East. Peter, you will yell out Down. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you, and make sure you're loud, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, can I do something real quick? Just this is not West Side bias. I don't think the West Side has answered a question correctly in like 2 weeks. Jake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
I want to hear you say West Side just once.
West Side.
All right, good. All right, I'm just making sure, Aaron, because it feels like East and Down River have their own little private game going on, and West Side just hasn't jumped in. I'm going to key your car after this show. That's what I'm going to do. All right, here we go.
Question number one. Steven Spielberg has released the information for the fifth film in this series starring Harrison Ford.
West.
Jake.
It's Indiana Jones.
Yeah. All right. Jeff and Peter, don't be shy, man. Jump in on this one. Question number two. Which fast food chain uses a little red-haired girl with pigtails as their mascot?
West.
West. Wendy's.
I have to ask, do you know Jake, and did you give him the questions before the game?
I don't even read the questions before we go on the air. Why would I get them before the show started? So, Jake, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff and Peter, thanks for playing this morning. We appreciate it.
Have a great day. God bless you.
Way to go, Westside.
Yes! All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Hey, CSX, Big Jim's house, 835. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Thanks for joining us this morning. 30 degrees right now. So we got a couple prizes we're going to couple together here, Aaron. First of all, I'm going to be out at Sweetwater Entertainment in Waterford on Hospital Road on Saturday night. So we got a certificate for you and a guest to comedy and concert evening, which they have two separate shows, but you're going to have a wristband for both of them. We'll take care of you there. But that's not all. You're also going to get
a Blu-ray copy of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. You can bring home what's being called the best movie of the year, starring Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, Nick Jonas.
No, I was talking about Karen, but you can have your Nick Jonas moment. I'm not going to steal that thunder from you. It's out on Blu-ray now and DVD. It's a really good movie. So both of these. Now, this is so easy. All you have to do is figure this out. We, over the past week, have been provided via YouTube what they claim are two of the loudest snorers ever. What's interesting is one's male, one's female. So you, at 248-398-WCSX, have to figure out which is which. You ready?
Okay, go.
Ready? First snore. Snore A. Wow. That is an actual snore. That's an actual snore from somebody. So that's A. Let's go to B.
That is ridiculous.
There you go. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. A or B? Which one? Oh, you tell us which one's which. One's male, one's female. That scare you a little bit?
No, I just have questions about snore A. How were they snoring that loud with all that damn noise in the background?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. So, all right, male, female, which ones? A and B. You know what to do. I see the phones lighting up already. We'll get a winner next. CSX Big Jim's house, 843. We've come upon a new feature, Aaron, called Snore Wars, what we're going to do every morning.
Please, no.
No, this is really weird how this worked out. A couple trending YouTube videos over the past 7 days. One was of a guy who they claimed was the loudest snorer ever. And then another one was of a woman who they claimed was the loudest snorer ever. So your job at 248-398-WCSX is to figure out which one's the woman, which one's the man. So here's snore number one, or we'll call it A. I swear to God, it sounds like my snowblower starting, doesn't it?
A snowblower or a small chainsaw?
Something like that, yeah, yeah. So, and then here's B. These are real, by the way. These aren't made up. We heard them both. Sherry and Troy, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, which one is the female one, A or B?
B.
No.
Good try, though.
No. Try again, okay?
Oh, darn it.
All right. Bye. Melissa, what's the answer?
Well, first of all, I need to know, did my husband send in one of those? Because I think A is me.
So you think A is the female one?
Yes.
You're right.
Yes! Congratulations. Yes! You're going to join Big Jim out at Sweetwater Entertainment to watch some comedy and the Detroit Doors tribute band. And you get a copy of Jumanji on Blu-ray. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks.
And so now you got to send us some audio of you snoring after that. Okay?
Well, my husband has it on his phone.
He doesn't play that for people, does he?
I don't know.
Okay, you better check, yeah.
I get kicked out of bed every single night.
For snoring?
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. Ryan will talk to you next. You know, my wife, Kathy, actually has recorded me snoring, just to prove how loud I am.
Kathy, you need to send it to me.
I'm sorry, I just turned your mic off.
I want to hear it.
Nope.